Natalie Roy.
Kristen Hange.
I am on such a sugar high.
We had so much Smarties. So many Smarties.
So many Smarties. So I want to tell people listening what happened, which is basically, Natalie Roy is incredibly lovable, and you should just know that right off the bat. And someone loved her so much, they wanted to give her a gift package. So it's like a Canada gift package that they gave her.
From my home and native land.
Yeah, it's really amazing. There's like ketchup, potato chips, there...
maple syrup.
The maple syrup.
There was Mr. Big Bar.
Yeah, Mr. Big Bar and Smarties. Mm-hmm. So, my friends, I have to let you know that we're like drunk on Smarties right now.
We ate all the Smarties.
We ate all the Smarties because we really want to be smart when we grow up. Oh, such a good segue into age.
Yes, that goes right along with our topic tonight, yes. Which is aging and when is the perfect age.
And we felt like children just now sitting here eating all the delicious Smarties.
Especially because I revealed the story that when I was a little kid and I used to go to the potty, my parents used to give me Smarties. So it's really taking me back to happy memories of when I was a good little girl.
I love that, like, when you would use the bathroom correctly, they'd be like, well done.
Chocolate.
That makes me want to carry some of my purse. And when you say something smart, go, chocolate.
Will you please do that? When I teach,
will.
I just want you to give me one single Smartie every time I say something
really good. Boom.
Perfect.
So tonight was fun.
Tonight was so much fun. So tonight we had an incredible group of people. They requested that we teach on age. We've been getting this topic since January, week after week after week, and we've totally been avoiding this
topic. We should talk about our resistance to talking about mm-hmm. age. Like, it would come up, so we have this goal where people put in topics they suggest, and every time age would come up, Natalie and I would look at it and be like,
no.
Later. Yeah, we'll get there.
Yep. When we're older.
But eventually there was enough signs that we're like, okay, we gotta dive into age.
Yeah.
And I have to say, I really, I loved your lecture notes this week.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah.
Teaching on age ended up being really fun because when we were talking about age, we realized we weren't actually talking about age. We were actually talking about time. Mm-hmm. And that Osho says that the only fear is not actually death or being alone, but the only fear is actually the fear of time and rather running out of time. So we live our life and life passes and time also passes, and then it causes us, especially in the Western culture, to have anxiety about this time because it feels like we haven't fully lived and fully experienced time, so we get nervous about the amount we have left.
And it's so funny because as soon as we start to get nervous about time and think that we've wasted time, all of a sudden we're like back in the past.
Right.
Or if we think we haven't done enough yet and worrying, like, am I going to get there? Am I going to achieve everything? Then we're in the future.
Right.
So the story of age can actually be this distraction that our head can wrap around and get us into this kind of rumination, and that takes us out of the present moment.
Mm-hmm.
And what we're talking about tonight is like the present moment is our moment of power.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that needs to happen, that wants to happen, can only happen in the now.
And actually, if you think about it, every single thing that has ever happened in the history of humanity has only ever happened in a present moment.
That's right.
Nothing ever happens in the future. Nothing ever happens in the past. It always happens to you in the here and now. And Ram Dass actually says something really interesting. He says that all wisdom is actually just learning to live in harmony with the world as it is in this moment. And so he says that when he approaches something, he tries not to label it good, bad, ugly, how do I feel about this? He just says, ah, there's another moment. And so.
I love when he goes, ah, so. Ah, so.
Whenever there it is.
Whenever Ram Dass does that in his lectures, it just makes me smile so much. But I like to think of, when we think about age, if we think about that right now, the age that we are at is actually the perfect age for whatever it is that we're supposed to do.
Mm-hmm.
So that everything that came before this point in our lives was actually training mm-hmm. for this moment now.
Mm-hmm.
So whatever's coming up in your life, you couldn't have handled a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, 10 years ago. It had to be now. It had to be this point, this time. And if we show up and we really are present, then that thing that wants to happen now can happen through us.
Right, and part of being truly present is being in a state of constant change, because the only constant is change. That change is always going to happen, and that is truly the only thing that we can know, like we know, is going to continue to happen. And if we think about it, aging is actually preparing us for change. aging prepares our bodies, prepares our minds constantly. Now you're going to do it this way. Now this is available. Now this is a new way of thinking. This is a new way of doing things. So we should actually look at aging with actually a really curious and excited mindset and heart, because we are actually constantly evolving and shifting to the next level, the next level, the next level. And it can actually only happen through age, because that's the process of nature.
Yeah, like age is this perfect training ground for learning how not to cling. Right?
That's right.
So you can't cling to any of it, because like your body is changing, your face is changing, right? So anytime, oh, I just saw your face
light
up.
You just saw the hair come in. So all aging ever does is reveal to us everything that we're not.
Ooh.
Because everything that we thought we were or thought that we are falls away.
Yeah.
You know, we think that we are our looks. We think we are how
our property, all,
fast
our,
we can
our body,
run. We
our
think
form.
We are all these things we can accomplish and do. And as we age, as we change, as we shift, those things one by one will start to fall away. And so we get really attached to all the things that we are losing, but we don't get truly tuned in to what we are now gaining, which is actually our truest self.
Oh, it's so good, because I think of the times in my life I've grown the most, and it's when I've lost the most, right? It's when something I really valued was taken from me. Right? So when I lost a really important relationship, when I lost a really important job, when I lost a really important friendship, right? When I lost something that was that I thought I was dependent upon, I started to learn who I was.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it's really interesting, because I feel like, especially when you're young and you're in your body and you're in your looks and you're in all this thing that gives you all this power and identity, right? So as these things that you've established your identity in, as they get taken from you, you start to come back to the true, the you that is really who you are.
Oh, and isn't that what the whole point of being here is? Aren't we all craving, what is my truth? What am I here to give? Who am I really? When you strip me away from the conditioning, the things I've been told to be. And so if it is only through the process of change and transition and aging that we can seek that, then it really can be a process that we can embrace and not one that we can spend dreading and not looking forward to.
And that's why, like Ram Dass says, let's not judge anything one way or the other, right? Let's not judge it good or bad. Because whatever is happening is taking us back to the root.
That's right. And I love when Ram Dass says, everyone is so beautiful, and the only reason they don't know that is because they're so busy looking for all the reasons they're not beautiful.
Oh, man. Sometimes when we're teaching Create, all I want to do is walk around and talk about how beautiful every person is.
Exactly right.
I feel like, can we do a Create that's all we do?
Beauty before me?
Beauty before me. Today we are going to objectify you. We're going to talk about all the gorgeous things that you are.
Yes, and we'll make a whole brag sheet, and then everyone will have to tell themselves how hot they are every day.
I love that.
Duh.
That's fun.
I have a question. Do we have any questions for Create today?
Oh, yes. We have a little birdie in the corner here who has questions from our topic tonight.
Look how cute she is.
I know, she has long legs.
So one was, what came up for you this week regarding the topic for you guys personally?
Ooh, it's so interesting, because I kept thinking to myself, you know, besides the three gray hairs that I found a few weeks ago and we decided to teach on age, which my hairstylist assured me are not true gray hairs. It was just a stress response, and that it'll never happen again. He's so loving.
Brian,
we love you so much. Thank you for lying to me. what came up for me is not so much a question of the perfect age, but for me, it is knowing that the time that I am in, the time that something may take, is actually the perfect time. So that sometimes you want things to move faster, sometimes you desire more time, but ultimately, really surrendering to the moment exactly as it is, and trusting that time is on my side.
Mm-hmm.
Because I am in communion with time, and that time in the end doesn't even really exist. It doesn't really apply to my spirit. My spirit isn't in alignment with time, that I can let go of the ideas and stories around time and just be in the present moment. And so that for me is really how the lecture came up. And just in terms of really thinking, when we surrender to not being in time and not being in the stories, a lot of fear comes up, because those are things we attach to. And so really just being comfortable to sit, notice the fear, and notice that the fear is also just another story. And so my job is just to be a witness to the age story, the time story, the fear story, whatever story wants to be, and know that it has nothing to do with me.
I love what you just said. it's like, can we sit and be without story, mm-hmm. right? And when we are sitting without story, what arises? Mm-hmm. Does fear arise? Does peace arrive? Like, but just if we can notice when we have stories, then we can drop them, and then what happens? Mm-hmm. I have two age things that happened this week. Yesterday, I was rocking my little tangerine outfit.
Yes, you know? I love that tangerine
outfit. As I was walking down the street, three men told me I was beautiful.
Yes!
And the third one said, I was walking by some flowers, and he said, your dress matches the flowers. Could I use your phone to take a picture of you? Because I think you need to be able to see what I can see.
Oh.
And I thought that was so sweet. And then later, when I got home, I pulled it up, and I was like, I look kind of cute for my age.
That's right. For your age.
But it was really funny.
Sweet baby.
Because before, I'd been filming with John DeVisi yesterday, and I was just like, John was like, I need to get some work done over here. And I was like, I need to get some work done. Because you know, when you're looking at yourself in the
yes.
monitor,
yes.
you know, so it was like, that was like what we were doing beforehand. So then that was kind of like a nice reflection that happened right afterwards.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing that I got actually in Create happened by someone who was talking, and she said, when we were talking about what are you, do you think you're too old for? She said, I feel like I'm too old to make mistakes.
Yes.
And when she said that, I felt something in my heart where I feel like, oh, I'm at that point where I should know better.
Mm.
So if there's somewhere in my life that I think I'm falling behind or I'm making the wrong choice, it's like, well, you're too old for that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean? Like, you should know better. And if you're still in this thing, like, what are you doing?
Mm.
So something about giving ourselves permission to be like, guess what? You don't have to get it right. Like, hey, Kristen, it's okay. You can experiment still. You can try. You can practice.
And that reminds me of this quote. Martin Buber says, to become older can be glorious if one has not unlearned what it means to begin.
Hmm.
And I love that in terms of what you're talking about, is it doesn't matter how old we are beginning again every moment, every conversation, and we're meant to. And so we should continue making as many mistakes as we did when we were younger, because we are coming to everything as a new person every single time.
Oh, where's the chime?
Ding, ding, ding. We ate all the Smarties.
I know.
We're already so smart.
I really think we need to bring the chime to the podcast. Chime.
Another one is, where does the resistance and fear of age or surrounding age and the topic of age come from in your opinion?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, I think you kind of like nailed that one with the Osho quote tonight.
Mm-hmm.
That the fear of age came from actually time.
Yeah. Yeah. So, oh, we've been having a summer of Osho. Osho's been telling us tons of things.
And we like to say Osho for show.
Osho! So Osho talks about in the Western perspective that time is so short because we believe in the West that you may only have one life and you lose a third of it in sleep, and then other years you lose in education, jobs, occupation, family, marriage, divorce, and then you're always asking yourself, when is the time to live? And as soon as we ask that question, like, I haven't lived quite yet, then that's when the fear starts to grip us. The fear is actually only that we haven't yet lived. And so he actually says that the fear releases the minute you become present and start living. So it's really one moment away to release the fear and to come into the present.
I know, we need the chime.
We need the chime.
So this is an interesting one I just thought of. So how can we have community support us in the topic of age?
I felt like something really powerful happened tonight when people started taking a stand for what they want to do, right? Like when someone from our community who's 57 said she wanted to rock a bikini on the beaches of Italy, and you felt the whole community go, yes! So there's something powerful, I think, about taking a stand for what your desire is, and that you can have it at whatever age you are, and seeing that reflected in the enthusiasm of your community. So knowing that your community wants it for you as much as you do. Like one girl was like, I got turned on by hearing this one group, all the women talk about how they want to date young men.
Yeah.
And she's like, that was awesome. You know, so, or whatever it is, whether it's like someone who wants to learn how to cook or someone who wants to travel for the first time, or the man who says that I realized I want to become a lawyer, or the person who says I don't want to be a lawyer anymore, right? It's your community standing for you and say you can have whatever it is you want.
Mm-hmm. And what's so powerful is that when we all very, very much get specific about what we want, we don't all actually want the same things. And it was fascinating to see in the circle people declaring, I want to be on the O'Neills. I want to be on Blue Bloods. I want to be... And not a single person said the same show,
right,
the same role, the same thing. So it really does allow space that the idea of competition is so ingrained in age, because competition is bred so much based on looks and age and hit and type. And so it breeds this idea inside of people that, you know, the longest legs gets the role, the youngest face gets the role. But really, we don't all want the same roles. And if we really speak from our hearts and speak from our desires and speak from our dreams, we actually will see that there is enough for all of us, because there is a law of supply and demand, that our dreams would not exist if the world did not have a demand for them,
mm-hmm,
and that we would not have incarnated into this particular form if the world didn't have a demand for specifically what I can offer you in this body at this age.
We actually get everything we want.
Mm-hmm.
If we take a stand for it,
mm-hmm,
if we declare it out loud. And what we get to see when we're a community is that people want us to have it too.
That's right.
Yep.
So I would also like to ask, what would you want someone to take away from this topic?
Ooh. I think that the number one lesson, and I actually think this is a constant lesson in CREATE for me, is just presence. Is that in the present moment, everything is fine. We get so worried and so in fear and so upset about things that might happen in the future. My dad always says, don't limp because you might break your leg tomorrow. We get so concerned with what might happen, how we might get hurt. And really, if we just sit in the present moment, even when we're really in our pain, even when we're really upset, you can say, the only thing that's happening right now is I'm on the A train. The only thing that's happening right now is I'm feeling some feelings. But everything is okay. In the present moment, everything is always okay. There's always hope. There's always another possibility. There's always a way that things can get a little bit better, a little bit better, a little bit better. And so when we stop time traveling and actually show up so presently, not only will we feel that we are actually living our lives, but we'll be thrilled to live our life exactly as it is.
That's it. I was reading that in your in the lecture notes on the way down, and you had this like wonderful like paragraph, and you're talking about Ishvari Pranidhana.
Yeah, you did so
I
good!
Did! I've been working so hard on saying it.
I love it when you pronounce Sanskrit words really horribly, though. So
I won't get too good at many of them.
I'm not giving you any more smarties.
I got too smart tonight.
I got too smart.
But I love that. That phrase for me is everything. And it's letting go. It's letting go of the past, it's letting go of the future, it's letting go of our ideas, of our concept of things, it's letting go of our need to be right, and even of our like need to think that we have needs in this moment.
Mm-hmm. My favorite way of thinking about Ishvara Pranidhana is the definition, knowing life will be okay without it actually brings it to us.
Oh.
So when we can say, I know my life will be okay without this thing, I'm willing to surrender this thing, we get the very thing we let go.
That's right.
That's right.
So we just keep letting go.
Letting go.
And anytime we watch ourselves starting to cling,
mm-hmm,
right? Which is what age is, right? Is coming back to clinging, is we go back to the connection.
Yeah.
We go back to source. And we go back to, in this moment, all is well.
All is well. And so it is.
And so it is.
Till next time.
Boom! We would chime if we had the chime.
Ding!
If you want to know about the CREATE Workshop Series, you can go to
www.thecreateseries.com.
And if you want to know more about us, you can go to kristenhenge.com or
natalieroy.com.
And if you want to come to CREATE, you can go to
the Actors Green Room in New York City. And it is Sunday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. and Tuesdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.
And their website is www.theactorsgreenroom.com. And you can buy CREATE on demand if you don't live in New York City.
Woohoo!